lake with Dougie. Waking up late 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 with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon at Danger Studios in balmy Florida, South Florida. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Balmy.
It's balmy and is that miserable out.
Balmy?
Well, it's not raining. Balmy would be...
It's humid, though. It might as well be raining.
It's hot as
And
shit.
Elgin David.
Yeah, we are here.
And welcome to another broadcast of the world-famous Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
We're number one in Guam.
Yeah.
Danger Studios.
We are also played on Bubba Army Radio on
yes.
the weekends. We actually have the only person on Bubba Army Radio that has more airtime than is Bubba.
Really? Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we get 4 hours on the weekend.
Now, how do we get rid of him? How the hell do we get rid of that guy?
Yeah. It's going to be the Dougie Army Radio.
Yeah, DAR. D-A-R.
Anyway, that's on 4 to 6 Saturday and Sundays on Bubba Army Radio. But if not, you hear us here on Facebook. You watch us on Facebook as we record live. Or, of course, you can hear the better audio quality, and you don't get to see Peter Leonard. Elgin's fine, and I'm far enough away where it's not that big of a difference.
Well, you're all covered up, too. You have things in front of you.
I know. That's a good way to stay slim.
Yeah, he always has his pants off on there.
I know
he does.
That's why I got that thing in front of us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Naked.
Welcome to the show. You're a music guy, Peter.
Yeah.
And somebody, everybody's dying.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack of these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell did.
Like a dead old cowboy.
Now he had Alzheimer's, didn't he, pretty bad?
He had a very severe case of Alzheimer's. If you want to see something extremely sad, but I think it probably won some kind of an award, this documentary that was done in 2014.
I saw it with his wife.
His kids. And his kids are musicians, and his daughter was very close to one of his daughters, Elgin David.
Okay.
And
right.
And they did this tour, his final farewell tour. And he was already knee-deep in this disease. And they had monitors for him to read the fuck out. I mean, he's a guy who sang this particular song possibly 80 times a year.
You could sing
for
this
30
song.
Years, you know? I mean,
you know the words of this song, Elgin?
No.
Okay, Peter does.
Well, sure. Well, you know, it's a classic...
I mean, I've heard the song before. I just don't know the words like
right,
my heart.
Right, of course, but... You know, I'll tell you, he was an incredible songwriter and performer and musician, actor, you know, tremendous, great. But the disease took him over, and the thing was, there was a point during that concert where he actually started playing the same song he had just played, and his daughter had to say, Dad, we just played that song. He goes, we did? And she said, yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, what should we sing now? And then she had to tell, you know. It just really, it was like... Yeah.
Encore.
Crying about it. You know, Doug, did you not tear up with that shit?
It was, no, that's sad.
Yeah, really, really.
Rest in peace, man. That's terrible.
But, you know, at the end, it's a horrible... Because your memory, you forget how to chew, you forget how to eat, they have to put a... You know, forget how to breathe. At the end...
That was the point with my dad with Parkinson's.
Oh, my God.
It got to the point where the throat cavity and everything starts closing up and stuff, and you can't eat.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
That's horrible.
Because you forget, and then you just forget that you have to breathe.
That's my new bit. I get deep into the Dougie world, and I talk about some of my new jokes about Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and you know.
Those are such funny topics, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, you should write some good cancer
You know what's
stuff.
Funny about it? You know what's funny? Yeah. I'm sure by the end of the show I'll hear one of your cancer fucking jokes.
You know what? I had to, well, because I had it, and I can talk about it, and
right.
I can write
Well, see, that's why I'm
it.
Not going to say it, because, so but yeah, that's right the point.
No, but you're right. Listen, you have to.
Yeah, you tell jokes that you had prostate cancer, now you
sure.
shoot, you have like a, your no, penis is look, like a pellet gun.
Listen, I wrote the funniest joke the other day. Dude, I have a client, I got a new client, Preferred Men's Health Clinic, this is for real. Preferred Men's Health Clinic, what they do is it's for those far advanced where Viagra just doesn't do shit anymore. And they,
oh,
you know,
really?
They do the injections and shit
in
your cock with the, you know, whatever they shoot you with. So my friend Bob, actually, the marketing director, I said, so Bob, let me ask you a question. I've seen your wife. I'd rather have that they inject my fucking eyes, you know, to be able to fuck my wife after 35 years. You know what I mean? Don't come near my dick with that. Just shoot my eyes so I can fuck her.
They put fucking Fix-A-Flat in there or something to get it up.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's
what
it
is it?
It all depends on what your personal biochemistry is. They do a whole workup with your, you know, testosterone.
It's just basically some sort of something
all
with
that shit. HGH and HRT. And
something
all,
that changes your vascularity.
Yeah,
vascularity.
Hormone replacement therapy and, you know, all kinds of shit. Probably a little bit of ginseng or something.
When,
you know,
I used to take some
I don't know what the fuck.
When I used to take some juice after my back surgery, I had some prescribed steroids injections.
Oh, boy.
For about a year. But my penis was like a log just sitting there all the time. You know, it was, you know.
Right.
Then you got to get weaned off it. Anybody's on steroids just can't quit, because that's when your balls turn into like baby nuts,
little acorns.
You know, that's crazy.
Because you shoot testosterone in your body,
right?
You know, and then all of a sudden you stop the body stopped doing it itself.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
And it just doesn't know what to do.
Right.
So you got to wean yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, interesting day. It was announced that North Korea now has the capability of putting a small nuclear nuke on a warhead.
Mm-hmm.
And old Trump, he got pissed. He had his arms folded and he says, you know, North Korea is going to meet fire and fury of the worst kind the world has ever seen. Fire and fury.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Fire and fury.
Wow. Now, did he tweet that or was it actually announced?
It was said.
He said it. That's a crazy message.
It's scary that he's making these threats, pretty much.
Fire and fury.
Fire. He's damning them with fire and fury.
It's going to be
not
in the Bible.
Matter.
That's
anyway,
big. That's harsh words.
Don't it's going to be in the Bible under Trump.
Listen, 415. You guys are both so ridiculously retarded. After August 21st, it's not going to matter anyway.
Why?
Where the fuck have you been? Dude, the solar eclipse, there's going to be all kinds of explosions and tornadoes and what are you laughing at, dude? All the lavas and shit. There's gonna be all this shit. It's gonna be
really,
yeah.
Oh no,
yeah, it's over. The
eclipse. It's gonna burrow a hole through the earth.
It's
the
end of the world as we know it. If they thought that 1999,
it's the
was
end
bad,
of the world right? as we know it.
I'm telling you,
I'm scared. I'm terrified now.
Prepared. Kiss your ass goodbye. Spend whatever money you have now. Make
I did.
To your girl,
I did already.
Get married right away. Have a baby. Well, it won't matter.
I think that can all happen in 3 weeks.
August 21st.
I think we can make it happen.
Yeah.
There's some new technology now with stem cells and all this other shit. Yeah. We can pop August a baby 21. Out like a microwave.
That's a big thing. And, you know, we could get a decent look at it this time. It kind of goes across the Midwest and then down towards the South through Atlanta. People in Georgia are going to get a good look at a full eclipse.
Wow.
The way they showed the trajectory.
Look, Zeke, look at that thing there. Well, I can't. My eyes are burned out.
Talking about
my head.
Dude, we're talking about Atlanta. That's a completely wrong accent. In Atlanta, it's got to be like.
You said
what
Georgia.
What the fuck, man?
You said Georgia.
All right, well, I meant Atlanta.
Oh, well, that's very racist.
It's
going to.
Okay. Look. Thanks, Peter.
He's always saying I'm racist. Isn't that funny?
I guess that's rubbing off.
Yeah, just.
By the way, why did you wear that hood?
But are you guys going to go outside and look at this fucking solar eclipse? I'm going to pull the shades
down. I
want to
see it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I want to see
you're
it.
You're going to pull the shades down?
Fuck yeah, man.
What are you worried that, you know, like.
You're going to burn your corneas. You're going to die.
You don't look up at it. You can't look up at a solar eclipse.
Well, Elgin is.
I'm going to.
Elgin never heard Wichita lineman. I mean,
no, you can get these. You can get these eclipse glasses that allow you to look at it.
How much? $19.99.
I don't know. They probably have them online. I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, but you're going to get them by August 26th?
Yeah, you could probably like 25. Rush order them on Amazon. Get Amazon Prime.
They're going
to
bring
send
them
to your house, and then you put your hand. They probably fucking magnify it and fry your eyes out.
I went a little nuts. Talking about shopping online. It's kind of. I can understand why people would get addicted to it, but you know, I like to watch the Invicta watches. Mm. And I had seen a nice one the other day. It was like an incandescent. It was like that greenish, purplish kind of color. And a really nice, strong-looking watch. I said, that would be a great road watch. You want to go on the
black?
No, it's all the same color. And the face was really cool. I said, yeah. But I was hoping it'd come on. Then this one came on, like a basic watch. It's like $80. I said, and it looks really nice. I go, that'd be a great. I'm going to get that as a traveler.
Right. Nice.
You know, to take a, so, yeah, I spent $80.
See, you're a watch guy. You have a lot of watches.
Yeah.
I don't have any watches.
You don't have a watch?
I need one, I think. But I don't have any watches.
Dude, you need to get a watch, man.
No, yeah, now should, with
I
him,
like
you should
three,
he get...
four watches.
Yeah, what kind of watch guy are you? You wear like a little leather band and
no,
like
you know
a
what?
Here, girly
here's
watch
what's really funny. No, dude, I have...
You don't have a watch. I don't think you have a watch. I don't see every...
I have three watches. Two are very expensive watches that... I had a friend who was in the jewelry business years ago, and there was a guy named Jacques Edho. If you look at my watches, they both look like Cartiers. Because why? Because the guy who designed for Cartier for about 40 years, named Jacques Edho from France, quit, and he had to start his own watch company. Then the guy died. They only produced like 150 of these things.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I got these watches for like, I think, 600. They were like 1,800 at the time. I paid a third because that's it's three times the markup. Any jewelry is three to four times markup from wholesale to retail.
Hey,
so he just gave me the watches at wholesale, you know, and then the guy died. They're worth, I don't know what the fuck they're worth, but they're beautiful watches. And then I have a piece of shit like a... You know, a nice big wide kid, you know, white thing, $100 watch, nice watch.
Big know? White thing.
But no, it's
real. By the way, bezel?
White face with big black.
By the
big
by
black,
the way, from
looking,
Facebook Live, cool looking, local man. Comic and cook,
what?
Santo Curatolo.
Oh, Santo. Santo.
Big Santo, Santo. Says on Facebook Live that one time Elgin looked up into a solar eclipse and it stunted his growth.
Oh, yeah.
Now hold on a second. In all fairness, Santo has a point there, because if you don't stare into an eclipse, right, it can enlarge your growth. So Santo never looked in an eclipse. He just keeps getting bigger. He's
boy.
A big dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Santo, you big?
Guy. He's a big guy. Fazal Malik joins us. Hey, by the way, Fazal Malik joins us on the Facebook Live feed.
I don't see him on here.
Yeah, he's on there. But it's interesting in communication, you know.
Yeah.
I guess Nadim.
Nobody works.
Nadim referred you to Fazal.
No, Nadim brought me back to life, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, Nadim Awad, friend of the show, he came out this weekend with me and Bonkers and did a spot.
Dude, he's so
Perry
funny.
Sack.
Oh, my God.
Was he
and
funny?
I know Nadim. Yeah. I've known him for fucking years, man.
Yeah, you guys go back.
We go way back. So it's cool to see him fucking
so he got,
killing it.
So he's got room. So you're getting up and you feel better now? Because, you know, comedy to you is a little, you're like.
No, I love comedy.
Yeah.
And it's great to get back to it. And, you know, Nadim's been putting
Are you a comedian?
And, who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I try sometimes. I'm trying it out. I'm testing the waters.
Dude,
right
I've
now.
Seen you 100 times. You're very funny, man.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be at Tavolino's November.
Oh yeah, when? Oh,
November 1st or something.
Okay. Yeah,
November 1st.
I'll be out of town. I'll be at out in Gainesville at the Rocky's Dueling Piano Bar.
And we need to talk about a show that we have to do in September.
Yeah, you know, Peter will mention that, but there's basically like almost like a corporate but a party, kind of thing. And you know, right off the bat, you know, I don't know if that's something I want to headline. That's something I'd probably want to bring somebody in. So the budget,
okay,
you know, have to be a certain thing for everybody to make sense on. But
I got about 800 or 900. That's what I got out of the
all
company.
Right.
So
well, all right, good. With, that's so. A nice number.
It's not a bad number. So right. You know, and somebody, one of your friends, wanted to do the show for 750 himself.
Really?
Uh huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I won't mention this. His initials are Peter Fogel. But he said he'd do the gig, and
yeah,
so that was
funny.
Well, I love Peter Fogel, great guy. I'll just say that you know, I would definitely, you know, like you said, you can MC it.
I'd like to MC it.
You
got to
be, you know, again,
get clean.
You
know,
if you're hiring me, he's hiring me, and I'm hiring you in turn. Just so I understand how
that
works.
Yeah, it's got to go through Tada Productions.
Right.
They're going to write you a check
to Tada Productions.
Correct.
So
I know.
You're a representative of Tada Productions, uh-huh. Not Peter Leonard's fucking wild and out comedy fucking show.
Listen, pal.
I'll come out and go, you know.
I'm going to write some new cancer.
My ex-girlfriend,
you can't go rogue.
My ex-girlfriend was a squirter.
Yeah. I'm going to write
I used to wear a raincoat when I fucked her.
By the way, who ordered the piss clam?
I looked like the Gordon's fisherman.
I looked like the Gordon's fisherman.
That was great material, though, buddy. You know that. For the late
when
show.
He told that joke, he would stand on stage like he was the Gordon's fisherman.
Oh, my God.
He acted it out.
It was funny, man.
He was committed to it. What's up, Gid Poole, by the way?
One day I'll tell you my shot. Dude, I actually did date. I started out. I did date, and Dougie's met her. I dated an Asian with fake tits that squirted. Who hasn't jerked off?
She had half a nose from having a Coke habit.
Right. Who was not?
What?
Yeah. It looked, dude, it was like one of those things you didn't want to look
at.
No,
stop. Stop.
Like,
stop.
Yeah, she had like you didn't want to get caught looking at it.
No.
She looked like one of those babies in from, you know, with the hair lip like this.
Looked like a chimpanzee's
stop
nose.
It.
Yeah.
Stop.
Just
it.
Had like this nose.
From little, behind, she looked great.
Yeah, it looked like somebody put a little, like, you know, those earplugs you wear when you're swimming, you can't hold your nose.
Uh-huh. Right.
But only on one side.
Just, yeah, that's
one
all
side,
she had.
So she had a collapsed nostril. Yeah. But that's, oh my, from a Coke habit, really?
Yeah, some blowing Coke, man.
Oh my God.
And the guy who sold it to her.
She's, the guy she's telling her something.
Yeah.
All right.
You
know, it's all right, so that's not yeah.
Wow,
I'm thinking about. So I got somebody in mind.
Okay,
one of the funniest teacher in America, won the View's funniest teacher in America.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a good idea. We bring a teacher in for teachers,
right?
But we got to get this done within 48 hours, kind of by Friday.
Do we have the date?
No, we're going to pick one out. So
we're
going to
do that before we close today.
Beautiful.
Speaking of excited returns, I got to tell you, I saw this news, and I didn't want to save it for straight from the headlines, but. David Letterman's going to be returning to TV.
No way.
Yeah,
doing great. What? Another late night show?
With a Netflix talk show.
Ah.
Like an interview type
like Chelsea
situation.
Does.
You know,
Chelsea Handler's had her show on Netflix for a while now.
I'll tell you this. Like Jay Leno, but I watch Jay Leno's Garage. The cars and stuff because it's kind of fun because you get the. You know, he gets together with other actors or comics, whoever, and they drive around. David Letterman returning to TV with Netflix talk show.
See what he looks like lately?
Yeah, he looks like Santa Claus.
Have you seen him, Elgin?
Yeah, I've seen him. He has a big beard.
Huge beard. He looks like one of the Smith brothers. I asked him for a cough drop when I bumped into him. You know, hey.
He looks like he could rent you a kayak.
Right.
Six episodes untitled. All right. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Ed. A six-episode untitled series will feature in-depth interviews as well as topics outside of the studio. 2 years after signing off CBS, The Late Show, David Letterman is returning to the small screen. Unlike The Late Show, each hour-long episode on Netflix series will be pre-recorded and feature Letterman conducting long-form conversations with singular guests. So one-on-ones, basically. So that's good to hear. Don't mind seeing that wit again.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And you can get away with a lot more on Netflix.
Right.
And they have a huge budget for TV shows. So it's a smart move. You can get away with more than you can on network television.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, with the ratings and, you know, there's no, you can go do whatever you want on Netflix, right? The nudity, right?
I'm sure they're going to have some kind of, you know, limit.
Well, Letterman's just how great. I couldn't stand, you know, not that I couldn't stand Leno. It was hard looking at him because
his interview process was
retarded.
It was horrible.
Right, Letterman, because, listen, Letterman, Letterman might have a note, okay? But when you look at even Fallon and these guys, just watch them. When the head is constantly going down and looking at fucking
right.
Look, do your homework. Don't wait a little half an hour before the show and read some fucking question off. Know who you're talking to. You know, the best interviewer, period, in any media is Howard Stern. We all know that, right?
Right.
Do you disagree?
No, he's amazing. I love.
Yeah, he does
a
lot of prep. He obviously does a lot of prep. Knows everything. Finds out as much as he can about the person.
Right. Right.
But then what he does with that is then he thinks it in his own
twist,
in his own way, and then asks the most. You know, he'll see something in other. Oh, he was born here. He's like, that's a weird neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Weren't you? Were you molested in that neighborhood as a kid? Is that when you were first molested? And he'll bring out shit in people. I'll go, well, how the fuck did you know?
All right, well, this isn't the fucking Howard Stern show, Peter, so let's move on.
Saying,
he's not talking about us. I'm not going to sit here and talk
he
about Howard Stern.
He's saying how fucking bad you are.
I almost got a gig opening up for Shuley Yegar, who's on the Howard Stern show. So I'm supposed to do.
Really?
This guy's got some. He's trying to put some shows with him and I doing some stuff together.
Oh, that's great, man.
So that'd be a nice way to.
Shuley, right?
Yeah.
That guy's talented, man. I can see you guys working together.
Yeah.
Yep.
I met him in Vegas at the World Series of Comedy during the poker tournament.
And you liked him? Nice guy?
Yeah, we bullshitted for a bit.
Uh-huh.
I took down a nice big hand in front of him, so he was impressed with my poker ability, at least.
You took down a ham?
A hand.
Oh, a hand.
Yeah.
But you said you took down a ham. You're in Vegas, let you at the buffet.
Ham! He said fucking ham!
Hey, I don't know if you saw this.
You guys are ridiculous.
I don't know.
That I am.
I don't know if.
That was great.
I don't know if you saw this. This went viral today. But on a bridge in London, a jogger pushed a woman who was walking from the walkway into oncoming traffic as he ran. She was walking towards him. And he was running, whatever.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let me actually see this again and remind my
mind. Are they calling it a terrorist attack?
No, they're not.
Oh,
no.
Shit,
no,
yeah.
Because they're doing that. Listen, they're welcome.
All right, don't sidetrack my fucking story with something stupid about that.
I don't know
that.
What happened.
It's just a guy jogging. He's got some shorts on and stuff. He's taking a jog. The woman's, I don't know if he got mad because she didn't get out of the way, or maybe she was on the phone or something, or texting. I can't tell. But British police appealed on Tuesday for help in tracing a jogger who appeared to push a woman into the path of oncoming bus on a busy West London street. Fuck off. Piss off. Get in my way.
Well, the guy had to take his shit. Look at him running. Everybody else is walking. He's
not
running.
Jogging. He's trying to take a dump.
Right. He's just late.
Closed circuit TV footage showed the male runner jog past one man on Putney Bridge on May 5th. Before knocking into 33-year-old victim as she tumbled to the ground, her head and upper body fell into the path of an oncoming bus.
That was super close.
Hello. On the way, it's an autobus.
That is really scary shit, man. And the bus, he swerved. He had the...
Yep.
Yeah, he stopped, thank God.
He had
that was
the,
real close.
Holy crap.
Thank God that didn't happen in America. Somebody would have been sleeping.
What an asshole. Why did he do that?
What's up, Doc Eddie Sr., by the way? You watch it. The victim was put into extreme danger when she was knocked into the road. It was only due to the superb quick reactions of the bus driver. Oh, you know, I'm fucking been doing it a long time. I'm the driver. I was the guy who drove the bus on Harry Potter.
Good thing he didn't push her into the back tire.
Oh, my God. Can you believe this?
Because it's a wrap.
About a tenth of a second, Doug? 2/10 of a second?
Well, she fell and then he saw it, so he had enough time to double pump that big bus.
No, but if he had taken one more step and she had, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if he really pushed her, forget about it. Oh,
yeah. I mean, because top of her, she would have got hit. Part of her would have got hit.
It looks like he kind of just knocked her down, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But he did like push her for sure. If he would have shoved her, it would have been a wrap.
Fucked up. Yeah.
After the woman fell into the road, the bus stopped and passengers went to help the victim, who sustained minor injuries. Jeez. Police said that the footage has been released as an investigation into identifying the runner, described as a white man in his 30s.
Minor injuries. They had to change her running shorts also.
This idiot.
Boy, can you imagine that? How scared you get?
Well, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, this guy's like, this is like almost road rage. You're jogging and a person's walking right. Like, you ever have that situation when you're walking in a crowded area, like a mall or something, and some people are on their phone?
Yeah.
And they expect you to get out of their way. Yeah. Funk that. I walk right into these
people.
You
told that story about a month and a half ago about just that asshole. That's unbelievable.
Fuck
and people
you.
And look at you like you're crazy, man.
Yeah. What are you doing walking into me?
Well, I hate to say it. I knocked somebody
That's why I hate going to the mall.
Out of their hand. They're the same shit, man.
Yeah.
That's why I hate going to the mall. It's the worst. And then right now it's back to school, so you know the mall's crazy.
Well, are the mall's crazy, or is everybody getting on Amazon?
No, there's still people at the mall.
Where'd you get your backpack?
I go to the kids section at Target, actually. Okay. They have a great selection.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Welcome Peter Kramer to the show.
What up?
Peter Kramer, wow.
Yeah, he misses our Jen Hellman, by the way, who, by the way, Jen will be our feature tomorrow night at Wise Guys Comedy Show, along with our headliner, Dean Napolitano, first time at Tavolino's. Very funny guy.
Oh, my God, he is so funny.
We also got a special guest from L.A. I love this guy. Very funny. Sean G.
Yeah. Yo, that is going to be the best show.
I'm telling you. Sean messaged me on Facebook. He goes, dude, sorry for the last minute shit, this and that. But could get a spot tomorrow night, and I basically said, fuck yeah.
Dude, that's going to be an amazing friggin' show.
Sean was nice enough to let me do guest spots at the El Paso Comic Strip some time ago when I went there.
That's awesome.
To showcase, so that was nice. Of course, anytime. That guy's funny as balls.
Dude, he's great.
And I was trying to find a guest spot. I was looking, you know, sometimes when I'm on Facebook, I'll go on the chat section. I'll see who's on, like a random, like see if any comics just I want to offer a guest spot to. And
that's a cool idea.
Meh. Trying to spread the wealth, you know.
Listen, anybody going nice to Funky Buddha at all for the, any open mics up there?
Yeah, it's every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday,
it's Wednesday, right?
Go
every Wednesday. I think I'm going to go like next Wednesday and start.
Well, tonight there's an open mic at the
Marina 84.
Marina 84, if you're in Fort Lauderdale. Might go to that. Think
and
about
then,
it.
And then Dada up in Del Rey.
Oh, yeah? What
I think,
time is
wait,
that?
Is today the first Thursday, first Tuesday of the month?
Yeah.
So, no.
All right, well.
Oh, no, it was last week. It was the first Tuesday of the month. Was so, it? Yeah, there is a Dada open
well,
mic. Yeah.
So it's every Tuesday except the first Tuesday?
Correct.
Oh, that's stupid. That's really
all but the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
You got to figure out the, how to say it smoothly.
Right.
If you can't say it smoothly, then it's not a good way to set up your show.
Yeah, every Tuesday except the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
That's too long.
It's the second, third, and fourth Tuesday of the month.
But that, the room is fun.
How's it's all that? But the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might go, you know, I might
you
go.
You could do a Moody Blues style.
I was thinking about going to open mic on Monday night, but then I was going to go to that wine bar again, Nadim's room.
Yeah.
But last time my wife and I went there, I spent like a $90 in wine.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
But I might go to either, I might go to Wayne Felber's open mic on Thursday night out there. In
Lake Worth?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
It's a nice room, buddy. Have you seen it up there?
But I might even be in stopping in and doing a spot at the farmer's table. I got to talk to Jen about that. Might be doing
a few
minutes
there in Lake Worth. It's nice.
Oh, the Kelsey Theater?
Yeah, been up there?
Yeah, but that's not where the open mic is.
No, it's next door.
It's
at the Brew House Tavern.
It's at the Brew House Tavern, which is...
Oh, fuck that.
No, that place is amazing.
No, I'm just kidding.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I haven't been there in a while, so if there's no...
Next time I want to get stabbed, I'm going there.
There's no spot... if there's no spot available, I'm not going to be doing Jen's room. I'll probably do that. So if you guys want to go do an open mic, me and Perry Sack are heading out there.
Great.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey.
I'm also here with Elgin David.
Hello.
Who's you know back. Who's not here? Glenn Campbell.
No. I thought we'd just have a moment of silence since you...
Yeah, thank you.
You know. No more Glenn Campbell. Well...
Yeah, it's sad.
Maybe we'll come back with something uplifting. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
Yeah, straight from the headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Sometimes we just are amazed by it.
Some of it is ridiculous.
Right. Kidnapped woman gets away after abductors can't operate a stick shift.
There's a commercial like that right now, isn't there?
Is there?
Really?
Like an anti-theft device, and they show it for yuppies, and for the millennials, and it's stick shift. Right? Do you know how to drive a stick, bro?
Yeah, I learned on stick.
Oh, you do?
That's
okay.
How I learned how to
drive. Also,
I like it better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Driving stick sucks in traffic.
Well, yeah.
But there's nobody now who, I would say you put any...
fucking clutch.
Listen, you put any 21-year-old in a car with a clutch, they can't drive.
I get
I'm sure,
it.
Right?
Millennials never driven it, so...
Jesus, wow.
I wonder if they use electric toothbrushes as well.
I don't know, man.
Are you an electric toothbrush guy? I use electric toothbrush.
I never used electric my whole life.
What, are you crazy?
Why, is it better?
Hell yeah, man. All that vibration and shit and the movement. And
he doesn't use it in his mouth, stupid.
Yeah, I shove it up my ass.
He's got the cleanest anus you've ever seen.
20-year-old college student in Columbia, South Carolina was able to escape her kidnappers after they couldn't figure out how to drive her car's stick shift.
What idiots.
Three men approached Jordan Dinsmore about 1 a.m. last Wednesday in a dimly lit parking lot outside an apartment, pointed a gun at her, and threatened to shoot her if she continued to scream.
What?
After reportedly robbing her on her of her phone and purse, the men forced Dinsmore back into her car. It was then that the kidnappers, Dinsmore said, told her they would rape her. Reportedly realized they couldn't drive the car because it was a stick shift.
Idiots.
You wouldn't mind driving before we rape you, would you? Just make a left at the make a left at the corner. They make her drive. And
that's
be fucked
terrible.
Up. How fucked up would that be? I'd drive right into the wall.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say somebody did that. Somebody says, get in the car, drive, and have a knife or something like that. And they want to go to your house and kill your family. Would you know how to like wreck that car and fuck their day up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, hell
there's
yeah.
no question about it. But they would just threaten me and my family.
If they're
like
driving.
If they're driving, or I'm driving?
No, you're driving. Either way. I mean, if they're.
Not either way.
Well, you don't have much control if, you know, let's say you're tied up or something, but
right.
they're not. Somebody who's kidnapping you isn't going to drive and let you sit there in the front seat with them. Like, well, I mean, you know, I've never been a kidnapper.
Somebody's got to light their cigarette.
Yeah.
You don't have a cigarette?
Hey, you mind checking the glove box for me before I kidnap you?
You don't have a hamburger in there, do you?
But, you know, they'll make you drive. Like, get in the car. Yeah. Don't move. I got a gun. Blah, blah, blah.
You have to do it. What are you going
to
do?
Drive. So,
what are you going to do in that
then
situation?
Then what you do is when you're driving down the street, you try to time the lights.
Yeah.
So that hopefully you can fucking go through a light and let them fucking crash into his door.
Right.
Or that there person's passenger door.
Okay.
Right. Dislodging the gun. And then you could choke the fucker with a seatbelt.
Well, also what you do is, here's also, I would just drive it, you know, speed up and then fucking slam on the fucking brakes, man.
Well, if he's got a seatbelt on, he's not a dopey kidnapper. The guy's going to put a seatbelt on.
Right.
He's going to say, don't try anything funny either.
All
right,
so what if you try something funny and you go and
you
drive,
gotta go big
and someone
time.
Crashes into you and then he fucking shoots you?
Well, that, the only thing you do is change, like if he has a gun, you got to figure out where he is. If he's going to try to, you know, dislodge the gun. The impact got to dislodge the gun.
Yes.
Or it's got to be able. You got to be able to turn a certain way where no one's going to move, and then you can knock it out of his hand.
Right.
I'm saying.
Hopefully, the impact didn't make him shoot you.
No. Here's what I'd do. I'd put a
like,
brick.
They hit him, and he's like.
First of all, I would take a brick and put it under the accelerator, and then aim towards a cliff and roll out of the car at the last minute.
Yeah.
And fuck him up.
And while he's looking.
Yes.
All at the same time.
Well, you're pointing at somebody on the street. Do you see that girl?
Let me just grab this brick.
And then I'd grab this real long fuse and light it.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's hilarious.
The kidnappers told her to drive to one of their relatives' houses where Dinsmore would have sex with one of the abductor's friends. Driving through an intersection close to the house and three cars coming toward her, from opposite directions, Dinsmore put the car in neutral and jumped out of the driver's seat.
Oh, I love it.
Awesome.
Did they get hit?
Dinsmore, one of the persons ran away when they couldn't move the car. Dinsmore told the state news, blah, 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 with the abductors, but she thinks the two ran off. Officers ultimately arrested two boys, age 15 and 17.
15.
Little assholes.
Yeah, man, we're going to steal your shit, then rape your ass.
Hey, what town was this in? Where is this?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Nigel's?
You know, Peter.
Nigel!
He's such an asshole.
What's so funny, man?
What's your problem?
Here's an interesting story.
Well, thank God.
Kidnapped model who was almost sold online.
What?
How much?
During an auction.
Yeah.
Details her experience. Now,
I was outbid for the last second.
The biggest thing, like everybody's seen the movie Taken.
Yes.
You know, with Liam Neeson. And, you know, when my stepdaughter was like 15, 16, she was starting to travel and stuff. So you got to be fucking careful. You know
Especially,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to get in it, you know, next thing you know. But a 20-year-old British model who was allegedly kidnapped to be sold online, an online auction on the dark web.
The dark web.
Is reportedly speaking out about her harrowing ordeal. Chloe Ayling, a British glamour model, lives in London. Yeah, imagine. How they set it up was, it was a fake model audition.
Oh, yes, in France or something, was it? They went to France? She went somewhere. She left England, I know that. And she went somewhere. And they
Italy.
Italy, there you go. France, Italy.
So what is she saying?
According to Italian police, a 20-year-old British model was kidnapped on July 11th after she traveled to Italy for a photo shoot booked by her agent. On July 10th, Ayling had posted a shot of herself in the Milan bathroom. Writing arrived. Meanwhile, there's a guy in the back going, "She's here."
Yeah.
Cops claim that the model, who was not publicly identified, was assaulted by two men, drugged, and stuffed into a suitcase to be taken into the small home in Turin.
Wow.
Police claim that the woman was handcuffed to the chest of drawers 6 days. She was told that she was going to be auctioned off on the dark web.
That's awful.
But the agent was asked to pay a ransom.
Fuck yeah. By the way, I don't know if you heard this today. This was released, if you had the story up, but Mexico, they're flipping out right now because they are drugging all these tourists.
It's an old story, but it's, well, in relation
they,
to
they
that.
Announced today that there's like some huge crackdown. They're warning.
I will never go to fucking tourists. Listen, I mentioned this story. Mexico's a shithole.
Yeah.
I've been there twice. Went to Cabo San Lucas. I went to Cancun.
Never go back?
Never going to go back to that shithole.
I would never go up there.
I'll never go back. And I wasn't going to go back before this story happened. Now that this story is going to happen, most people are going to say, I'm never going to go to fucking Mexico.
Right. Jesus.
I don't care. I don't, you know, if you're Mexican and that offends you, listen, I mean,
if they're Mexican and offend you, they're listening here, which means they don't give a fuck about.
What did he say?
He said about Mexico. I better not go back.
Did he say something about us?
I'm not going back.
What the fuck? I ain't going back either.
I never go fucking. All back. The fucking landscapers just threw their shit down. They're coming towards the house. They're charging your house.
Hey, gringo, what'd you say,
shears.
So it's wait. So where are they? Where are they drugging these people?
Well, in Mexico, tourists, there's been cases where there's like tainted alcohol.
This broad died, man.
She died
in
the pool. And listen, when I was in Cabo, that last night, man, I mean, I remember going to my hotel and I just was feeling really weird. So I ran a big bath in one of those bathtubs.
Uh-oh.
I got sick as a dog in the bathtub. Like,
ugh.
And the next day I had a fly and I thought somebody hit
you
me
might
in
have
the head.
Drugged, buddy.
Yeah, it was really horrible. And then, you know, ever since when I got back, I never felt the same. My stomach and everything.
Great vacation.
Had some sort of shit, you know, some sort of, I would eat a cracker and I felt like I ate Thanksgiving dinner.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Always just bloated.
It's some parasite or something.
Oh, no.
You eating that, LG?
Says here that,
yeah.
Can I stick to my story about this chick who escaped from a
finished.
Fucking, you know, you talk about
finished.
Somebody who got killed that in Mexico.
Thought it was finished.
No, it wasn't finished. Well, when I say it's fucking, listen, I don't know if. I don't know if you know this, Peter, but I got a lineup of stories here.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm trying to go through.
You do?
I don't know if you realize it. I don't just come here and, you know.
You finally did something. Okay, good.
Yeah, I finally did something.
All right, good.
About to do something else, hit you with the fucking statue, the NBA statue.
Hit me with the whoever.
I'm going to hit you with my best shot.
Bobblehead.
Ronaldo.
Bobblehead.
Is that Ronaldo?
Don't touch Ronaldo. Let's see. Let her go. Let's see. Did. According to the police, the group decided to let her go after they found out she was the mother of a young child. Oh, they were considerate kidnappers.
Yeah, but you don't think they took a ransom to give her back?
Hmm.
They had to get paid.
No, they didn't want it. The police arrested Lukacs Herba, a 30-year-old Polish national. Well, there you go. He's a Polak.
Oh, shit. Yeah. They arrested
after him. After he allegedly dropped her off at the consulate, police claimed that Herba organized several auctions to sell women who he has as described as prey, part of the illegal human trafficking organization, the Black Death Group.
Wow.
So there's a group out there called the Black Death Group.
And they sell women.
Better pray
to
get raped in jail.
For 270,000, what is that, a euro?
About 9 cents.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
I don't know. How much is she worth, 270 euro?
Like $300,000? I don't know.
You know, the agent's like, who? I don't know her. Piss her. I don't know her.
Yes, we have a redhead. Can you want her too?
Yeah, I have another girl. You want me to send another one?
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. Now, this is a hot model in Europe, right?
Yeah.
This is in the streets of America. Okay. Adult entertainers kill man who changed their flat tire.
Wow.
Really?
Four women believed to be adult entertainers have reportedly been charged regarding a homicide in Missouri.
What?
Investigators learned that the women were in southeast Missouri after advertising adult entertainment services online. Ponisha Taylor.
Ponisha?
23. Brittany Curry, 28. Lutetia Dotson.
Lutetia.
23. And Jonisha Simmons. Jonisha. That's what it is. Jonisha. Jonisha Simmons.
I'm going to call myself Peter Misha.
I want to name my daughter after her daddy, John.
Jonisha.
Jonisha. Jonisha Simmons, 19, from Nashville and Memphis, faced charges including first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon connected to the death of Ralph Cross on August 1st.
Ralphisha?
Ralphisha?
Ralphisha.
Cross, 55, reportedly purchased a new tire for the women and allowed them to stay in his house while he fixed their flat tire. The woman remained in Cross's house until officials discovered his body there Tuesday morning. Says the foreman last at the victim's home. Stayed there. Officials charged four women, blah, blah, blah. According to court documents, witness saw Cross in his house around 6:30 a.m. the day of his death. Witness said he exited Cross's home. Cross had been arguing with three of the women, while the fourth woman sat in the white car parked outside the house.
Jesus.
The witness said that when he approached Cross's home, he heard a noise and noticed three women leaving Cross's home and entering a white car. The witness claimed he overheard one of the women in a car say, "Cross was tripping, and don't go back down there."
You tripping, baby. You tripping. Oh, shit, he tripping.
Yo, I can't believe that they got away with this shit.
Oh, snap.
Well, they didn't get away with it, but they killed this dude.
Yeah, they killed him, man. And now what?
For helping him change the tire. That's fucked up.
None of them would admit to it, but yeah, they did admit to being in his home.
They're going to fucking get in trouble.
Never have, you know, it's funny, strippers. I had one time in a strip club, I was so wasted. There was two of them hanging all over me, you know.
Yeah.
In the VIP room, one of them ended up sneaking out my ATM card. Must have been so close to me when I went to the ATM card early, knew my PIN number, took out an extra $400.
Get out of here, wow. Really.
Boy, I wanted to go back with my gun the next day.
I'll bet.
Don't be stupid, fellas. That's why I don't go to strip clubs in Mexico anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, this is crazy.
Now, this is an interesting story. Man accused of peeing on family at a Metallica concert.
What?
Yes, he did. You hear the
story?
Well, he couldn't find the bathroom.
Yeah. Apparently. Sometimes when you're at a concert, it's so packed.
So he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to pee on this guy.
I do that sometimes when I take the dogs out at night. I let them out, you know, and I'm just sitting there. I got to go real bad. I'm like, just fuck it. Pull up my dick and piss on my grass.
You know what? I've done that at my backyard.
Why not?
You got to do it sometimes.
I did it in front of my house the other day. Of course, you know, I live in a condo in Whisper Walk. They didn't like that. There's night right across the clubhouse. There were people playing cards.
Says here, what's this guy's name? A New Mexico man is facing charges of disorderly conduct and indecent exposure after he allegedly peed on a family at Friday's Metallica concert. You know, that's what families do now. They go to Metallica concerts.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're no longer a badass.
Would you take your child to a 10-year-old kid or something?
Well, that's the thing, to be cool nowadays.
Yeah.
Right? You're a cool parent.
Hey, let's go and get peed on. Come to a big rock concert.
Daniel Daddio. This guy, Daniel Daddio, 44 years old, of Albuquerque, was arrested after a family of three told employees at the University of Phoenix Stadium they felt warm liquid washing over their backs and legs.
Mm. Wow.
Father, who was attending the show with his wife and 10-year-old daughter, told police when he turned around and saw the suspect holding his cock, they realized it was piss.
Right. Isn't that so sad, man? But listen, that's why they shouldn't sell beer at these concerts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So much for thinking it's just a warm beer.
Right.
You know, I hope that's a warm beer.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was foam.
So they arrested the dude or what?
State troopers were called to the scene. They questioned Daddio, who denied peeing on the family.
Then they tasted it.
He was arrested around 9:40 p.m. Police said his ticket was located right behind the family. They also noted that he seemed intoxicated.
What gave him that idea? Peeing on the fucking family in front of them?
Hmm.
The judge was quoted saying, "I have to say, in the 15 years I've been on the bench, this one is the most disgusting scenarios I've ever read." Hmm. In any event, real and appropriate, the judge told the court.
Wow.
I would ask the stadium to let me use the locker room and shower in the team's locker room.
The team's in there.
No.
And let me have my 10-year-old daughter go in there with the team.
No, it's a concert. It's a rock concert.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You can shower with the band. Send the 10-year-old with the band.
There you go. That's
the youngest group I've ever seen.
Get her on the tour bus.
I forgot.
That's terrible.
Metallica. They're American.
Metallica.
Yeah, you know, we like to, this is Lars, and we like to, you know, we really like to play music and somewhat, right. You know what I'm saying?
All you guys are killing themselves, though, dude. Oh, I'm very sorry about your guys who've been dying lately.
Who's that?
I haven't seen you. You know, aside from Lemmy, but these other people who killed themselves last week from Soundgarden and the other guy, Chris Cornell. And
the guy from Linkin Park.
Jesus Christ.
Now, somebody was saying that may not, they think his wife thought it was murder.
Oh, please. Fucking, and Elvis is still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Why, you know, that's like, it'd be the intriguing thing when a rock star dies. Is there anything like really behind it? Like with even like, not rock stars, but like Bruce Lee, you know, there's this myth that he never died. You know, he wanted to escape the fame part and move on, and now he's a monk somewhere.
Well, you saw Spinal Tap.
That movie's so funny.
It's so funny.
I love it.
It was our third drummer choked on somebody else's vomit.
Hey, here's a story about a little prick.
Is my fly open?
Low crime Singapore investigating a man after toothpicks found in bus seat.
Oh, Jesus. Couldn't he use thumbtacks?
All right, if you're going to do it.
Right.
A 60-year-old Singapore man is under investigation for inserting toothpicks into a seat on a public bus.
What an asshole.
Hey, some people eat. You need a toothpick.
Right.
Suspect's case of mischief that could put him in behind bars for up to 2 years.
In case somebody had dingleberries, they could capture them. I was just trying to help people out. Get the dingles off the berries.
Pictures of three toothpicks sticking up from a seat were posted in last month by a Facebook user who said she noticed them just as she was about to sit down. You know, they used to say that happened in our movie theaters. They were saying people were putting the pins
needles
in the
and really? Yeah, they say they're putting it under the handle of the gas pump.
Right.
That's scary.
It sure is, man.
Yeah, that's why every time before I grab a gas pump, I just punch it. Like, you know, I hit it with the back of my hand.
Do you really?
I
do that to the ATM thing because I don't want to get skimmed. I got skimmed at a 7-Eleven, and they took money out of my account.
You got to try to pull it off, right?
And at the same, you try to pull it off. At the same day, I saw on the news that five local 7-Elevens were all, they found skimmers on all their
That happened to me one time when I was in Boynton Beach at an ATM.
That sucks, man.
It's cheap. You know, if these people just put all this energy into doing something positive.
Right. Like Lex Luthor. You know, he could have been a real something instead of evil.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Evil.
Dr. Kevorkian.
What a dick. You know what I mean? The people it's just amazing to me that people just are like, oh, this will be good.
When I was a kid, they stopped letting us take apples on Halloween because people were putting razor blades in apples.
Terrible.
Man. What fucking asshole. And people were biting into
apples. I remember going to people's houses as a kid. You know what? Apples, and you could eat them.
You know what I always thought, though?
It was awesome.
I always thought, though, I would take, like, if somebody give me an apple, I would take the apple and I'd write down the person's address.
On the apple?
Well, I'd probably have a piece of paper with me. Put it on my ghost sheet
or
something.
That's a good idea, though.
Right? And you take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That, or if people do go trick-or-treating, they should keep, like, now, like, cops have cameras.
You know what we should do?
So they should, everything.
We should make an app. We should make an app that scans the candy that they get on Halloween, and it
automatically
marks every single one.
It tags where you're at when you got it.
So they and then, yeah.
I got a better idea.
Dude, we could bring Halloween back, more trick-or-treating.
A metal detector in an app phone. You just scan your scan your apple to see if there's something metal.
All right, well, we're thinking bigger here now, dude. Forget the apple.
And
we're talking about
candy. Don't you fucking steal that, you thing.
Well, you know there's some sponge-stealing fucking non-talent cocksucker out there that...
Who cares?
If you're watching
this
shit,
once you put something into the universe, somebody's in a fucking...
Right.
Baby powder.
I don't know if you... How weird would this be? Imagine driving down a highway, and all of a sudden a dead body or a corpse flies out of... bouncing on the street.
What?
Gurney holding this deceased person falls from a van into a traffic.
Holy shit.
In Olympia, Washington.
They get hurt?
Yeah, minor injuries. Let's see that callback, minor injuries, fucker.
Yeah.
Police say Gurney holding a dead body fell from the back of a coroner's van. A van into Olympia traffic. The Olympian report says the van was heading back to the county coroner's office on Monday after responding to a home death. The home's dead. Lieutenant Paul Lauer from the Olympia Police Department says two gurneys fell out of the van at the intersection.
Wow.
The gurney holding the deceased person was found in the intersection, while the second gurney rolled down the streets was found later in the parking lot.
Was there anybody on the second gurney? No.
No.
That would have been funny if somebody's actually like strapped down the person who didn't die. Let's say that somebody's just like lying there. And it's an accident. There's one who's dead. They're strapped down. They fall out. The other gurney's flying down the street with somebody strapped up. Like, hey, what the fuck?
That's in a movie, isn't it? Where somebody's in a gurney flying down the street. Yeah, I remember that scene.
It's a bunch
probably
of movies.
A thousand movies like that.
They don't know
that. Actually started, Laurel, believe it or not,
I can remember
way
that.
Back like a Laurel and Hardy or something like
there
that.
Was a, there was a bit on Benny Hill where that happens. The guy lets him go, and next thing you know, he's flying down the
You know, that was a great show. Did you love that show, Benny
Hill? I loved
Hill?
It. I used to love watching Benny. Yeah. Benny Hill is great because you could see a little tit every once in a while.
You ever know who Benny Hill is?
I know who that is.
You know, you'd be watching all of a sudden, you know, this girl, the screen goes down like she's changing in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then boom. I saw a boob. I just saw a boob.
Right.
Lower says officers rerouted traffic while they took the stiff off the road.
It was funny though because they took their time. They actually drew a chalk line around the guy.
Yeah.
He was already dead. Why did they do that? Why the fuck are they?
It's not necessary.
Oh, wow.
It's redundant.
I'd like to give you that. Get that job. The guy who draws around it.
Did he know it fell off when he? Or did he keep driving?
No. Yeah. That's a great question. Yeah. Hey, where's the body?
I was on 95, man.
I guess the fucking car.
He's like 7, 8.
3 days ago in Palm Beach, I flipped out. There was a wheelbarrow in the middle of a 5 lanes sitting there, and I had to swerve to avoid this thing. A wheelbarrow sitting there. That's fucking dangerous stuff.
Well, that's nuts. I mean, you know, he's just shit in the road. You know what I mean?
Dangerous.
Our last story of the day. Cannabis company plans to turn desert town into a pot paradise.
I like that
idea. That sounds funny.
Actually, we got more than time for another
story.
Sounds
cool.
Yeah. Well, we should ask our Facebook Livers, anybody on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, tweet us at Wake Up Dougie. But if you could take a town in California and it's just going to be a complete weed town, that's all it is.
Yeah.
What would you name the town?
Weed Town.
Weed Town's already taken as a weed town in California.
Potpourri.
Marijuanaville.
Marijuanaville, yeah.
Like, and may market it like Margaritaville.
Marijuana.
The branding,
nice,
but say like Marijuanaville.
Stonerville.
Stonerville.
Right.
Stonetown.
Smoky Mountains.
Munchieville.
Smoky Mountains.
There's no mountains. It's a desert.
Desert? Used to be a mountain. We're stoned. You don't know.
Yeah. Cottonmouth, California.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Cottonmouth, California.
Cottonmouth, California. That's
there
great.
You go. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Boom. I like it.
It's not like I didn't think I was going to say that anyway before. In Nipton, California, now that one of the nation's largest cannabis companies has bought the entire California desert town of Nipton, a question remains, will the new owners rename the place Pottsylvania?
Oh, that's a cute name.
The name weed already belongs to an old mill town in Northern California. American Green, Inc. announced Thursday it's buying 80 acres of Nipton, which includes its old West-styled hotel, a handful of houses, an RV park, and some brothel that nobody bangs because all the chicks are ugly.
Yeah.
The town's current owner, Roxanne Lang, said the sale is still in escrow, but confirmed American Green is the buyer. She declined to reveal the price because IRS is listening.
It's going to be insane.
I heard they got 24 beads, strands of beads, like we bought Manhattan for way back then. Can you imagine? You know what's really wild? That you can actually buy a fucking town in the country somewhere. You can buy an entire town.
Really?
Yeah, this guy, a company's buying a town.
Yeah, but are these towns worth buying?
It's
are they shitty in the
Who
middle
knows?
Of nowhere towns?
They're going to grow marijuana there. It's worth it.
The buyers are also reaching out to edible manufacturers and other pot industry businesses, hoping they'll be interested in relocating to Nipton.
And a lot of dentists.
So what do? You buy a town. You have to kick everybody out of the town?
There's nobody there. It's a fucking desert. It's like a hotel that people pass through.
There's a hotel.
An old west kind of
store. Build up.
Yeah, man.
Right? Like Vegas. That's what Vegas
did. That's how fucking Disney...
That's how
he
your
just
boy
bought land and started building
started,
there.
Man. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
should build the weed town with the underground. It should be like Disneyland.
Yeah, we can start off kinds of shit there, man.
I gotta let these guys know. Call it Cottonmouth.
They got a synagogue there,
Cottonmouth, California. Fuck, that's awesome.
Build the first synagogue, and imagine that you'd be the first fucking synagogue, the only Jews out there. I give myself a nice salary, about $150,000.
Always thinking about money, Peter.
No, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Pray for the Lord. Got to build my congregation.
Well, you know what?
What is it?
This is our last story.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Man tries to date 6 women in one night, and they all end up becoming best friends.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty aggressive, right? I remember I was like that in even middle school. I had a bunch of girls come up to me at the end of the year because I asked them all out.
Right.
And they all came up to me and asked me at the same time.
In middle school?
Yeah.
Oh.
6th grade. All these girls came up to me in class because I asked them all out. I was a salesman right from the beginning. You got to ask for the order.
That's right. Well, first of all, you know, you got to get 9 no's to get a yes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Female friendships are a powerful thing, especially as it turns out when they founded on shutting down a slimy dude this week in Washington, D.C., based office manager Lisette Pliant learned for firsthand on Monday night, according to an epic, now viral Twitter thread. Pliant went on a date set up for her by friends. She met up with a guy at a bar that her friends work at, even if though she warned, she was warned by the bartender's friend before she went out with this guy. What ended up happening was inspiring to story for women who have wasted their time with assholes. I guess the guy had brought all the chicks to the same bar.
Wow. Oh my God. You sit there. It was like speed dating. He was doing his own like private speed dating.
That's funny.
I'll be right back. He goes to the next table. What are you having? Oh, didn't you order a Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, that was her.
He's like a waiter.
He set up his own night of speed dating.
Uh-huh.
And they all became friends.
They beat the shit out of him.
And they all walked away. Like, can you believe this asshole?
Where is it? Oh, there it is.
What's the, were you, like that's why, because again, I always tell people I had three older brothers, so I was at it. I was trying to, I had to get, you know, I had to lose my virginity. All my brothers, you know, I had
to
beat.
Brothers?
No, not to my brothers.
Well, what the fuck
I had to, lose my virginity. I had
to prove it to them or something?
Yeah, because everybody, my oldest brother, or my brother Eddie actually lost it. I think when he was 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
So I had
to the other brother?
My other brother. you mean the one that's dead? Thanks.
I don't know which one is. How is Eddie?
No, he's a,
he's here.
Yeah, he's here.
So you were the youngest, and then so what'd you do? Did you just wave your thing under their nose? So look, I got laid. How'd you do
no,
it?
No, I
you, them? You brought a girl home.
How do you prove it?
I'm not. You brought a girl home.
No, I did it. It happened, and I told them what happened.
Awesome.
And there was an older girl that they knew, and they confirmed it.
Beautiful. They slap you in the face. Hey, you
broke
his cherry.
Yeah, I got respect right off the bat.
Hey, I broke his cherry. What do they call that? The Italians,
he broke his cherry.
Right?
Anyway.
Do you know the Jews, when a Jewish girl first gets her first period, it's tradition. They slap her in the face, the mother, the grandmother.
Really?
Yep. I swear to God, it's just like this thing.
That's a fucked up thing.
Well, because they do it on the floor. They spill it on the floor.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Peter Lender for telling us about the Jewish ways.
Thank you. My pleasure. Abigazunt.
And, of course, Elgin David.
It's always fun. Thanks for listening, guys.
You got it, guys. And don't forget, tomorrow in the studio, we're going to have a special show. Dean Napolitano will be here along with our own Jen Hellman.
Jesus,
so,
that's
a great show.
So
be sure to tune in here on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Wise Guys Comedy Show tomorrow night at Tavolino's. Myself, Sean G. is going to be there. Jen Hellman and Dean Napolitano come out, 8:15 showtime.
Big show.
Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Twitter and on Instagram. Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic.
Peter?
The Food for Thought radio show on Facebook. Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.